Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, what are your favorite kinds of stories?
I like mystery stories.
Ooh.
神秘的故事是我最喜欢的。I like to guess and think what might happen next.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
I like to read stories that happened in history.
Mm-hmm.
I think writing a story about people at a certain time in history is really interesting, even if it's not a real story.
Right. Mm-hmm. But do you like stories about mysteries and crimes?
I most certainly do, especially when they have Sherlock Holmes in them.
Ho ho, you、mm-hmm. are in luck then.
Ooh.
There are 12 stories in the book,、
uh-huh.
The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes,、
Ooh.
福尔摩斯办案记 and we are going to read one of the stories、
mm-hmm.
called The Adventure of the Blue Carbuncle today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get started.
The Adventure of the Blue Carbuncle.
A few days after Christmas,Dr. Watson visits his friend, the detective Sherlock Holmes. Holmes is looking at an old hat. A hotel doorman, Peterson, found the hat and a goose on the street. A note comes with the goose. It says, "To Mrs. Henry Baker." Holmes works out that the hat belongs to Henry Baker.The goose was a gift for his wife. Holmes lets Peterson take the goose home for dinner. As Holmes and Watson are talking about the hat, Peterson returns. He tells them,
I found the blue carbuncle in the goose's throat.
It's an expensive blue gemstone. Someone just stole it from a hotel.
Note. Note. There's a note from Kim on the table. It says she went shopping. There's a note from Kim on the table. It says she went shopping. Belong to. Belong to. Is this?Pink t-shirt yours? It doesn't belong to me. Is this pink t-shirt yours? It doesn't belong to me. Throat. Throat. Eric cleared his throat before he spoke to the woman.Eric cleared his throat before he spoke to the woman. Steal. Steal. Steal, stole, stolen. The poor man stole some food because he was hungry. The poor man stole some food because he was hungry.
Okay, I hope you're ready to find out what happens in our story. I know I am. Here it says, a few days after Christmas, Dr. Watson visits his friend, the detective Sherlock Holmes.
我们今天的故事呢是蓝石柳。蓝石柳石探案。那时间呢设定在圣诞节过后的几天。Dr. Watson, 就是华生医生去拜访他的朋友 Detective Sherlock Holmes, 福尔摩斯侦探。
Now I imagine a lot of our students already know who these people、
yes.
are. There's lots of movies about them.
Right.
All right, so let's find out what Holmes is doing. It says here, Holmes is looking at an old hat.
Okay. 福尔摩斯正在看着一顶旧帽子。To look at somebody or something、mm-hmm. 代表是盯着某人某物看。那如果我们把这个 at 换掉 ,to look for somebody or something, 代表就是寻找某人或某物。What are you looking for? 你在找什么 ?I'm looking for my jacket, 我在找我的夹克外套。Mm-hmm. 那如果是要照镜子的时候特别注意哦 ,to look in the mirror, 我们的介系词就变成了 in. So, why is he looking at the old hat? What's so special about that hat?
Well, we know it's Sherlock Holmes, so it's probably some sort of clue to a mystery. It says here, a hotel doorman, Peterson, found the hat and a goose on the street.
Doorman 是看门人或门警，他一间饭店的门警 Peterson 在街上找到一顶帽子和一只鹅。And he brings the hat and the goose to Holmes, right?
That's right.
Hoping that he'll help find the owner.
That's right. So, two kind of strange things to find on the street. You don't just find a goose and a hat on the street every day. All right, so this is a good mystery for Holmes. But that's not the only thing that Peterson brought him. It said, a note comes with the goose.
Ooh.
Now here we see the word note. It's a noun and it's spelled N-O-T-E, note. Let's find out what this is. Let's talk about the word note. Now here in the article, a note means a short letter that isn't too serious. It's not like a business letter. It's just a few short words to let someone know something or give someone some information.Here's an example sentence. There's a note from Kim on the table. It says she went shopping. There's a note from Kim on the table. It says she went shopping.
Note 这个字呢，在文章中当纸条或是便条来解释。那例句说啊，桌上有一个来自 Kim 的纸条，纸条上写着他去购物了。那另外呢 ，note 也可以当作笔记哦，像是学生上课要抄笔记 ，you have to take notes。那文章这边说到啊，这只鹅呢还带了张纸条来。But what does the note say?
Good question. The article tells us right here. It says to Mrs. Henry Baker.
Oh, 纸条是给 Henry Baker 太太的 But who is this person?
Well, Mrs. Henry Baker is probably the wife of Henry Baker. All right, well, let's kind of recap who we have in the story so far, okay? So we have Dr. Watson, Sherlock Holmes, we've got Peterson the doorman, now we have Henry Baker and Mrs. Henry Baker.
So five characters.
Five people so far, all right, well...It says here in the article, Holmes works out that the hat belongs to Henry Baker.
Ooh, the hat belongs to Henry Baker. Aaron, what does belong to mean?
Another good question, Elsie. Belong to is a phrase, and it's actually our second word power word today. Let's spell the two words. The first one is belong, B-E-L-O-N-G, belong. The second one, to, T-O, to.All right, let's find out what this phrase means now. All right, we are looking at two words put together, which means we have a phrase here today. Now, when an object belongs to a person, that's our phrase, belong to, the person owns that object. That means they paid for this thing or it was given to them as a gift. Now, if you have a bike...That bike belongs to you. It is not your friend's, it is not your mom's, it is not your dad's, it's your bike. It belongs to you. Here's an example sentence. Is this pink t-shirt yours? It doesn't belong to me. Is this pink t-shirt yours? It doesn't belong to me.
我们这边看到一个片语，它是 belong.To 代表是属于的意思。那如果我们要说 A 属于 B， 那就是 A belong to B。那记得哦，这个片语是没有被动的。那例句说到呢，这件粉红色短袖的汗衫是你的吗？它不是我的。那再来呢，我们在文章中还看到了 to work out something， 或者是 to work something out。那它代表的意思是想出某事，所以福尔摩斯在这边他想出这顶帽子是属于 Henry Baker 的。
Okay, so there's a note, a goose, and a hat. We found out that the hat belongs to Henry Baker, and here it says the goose was a gift for his wife.
Oh, 那鹅呢，则是给 Henry Baker 太太的礼物。
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Holmes lets Peterson take the goose home for dinner.
How nice!
That is a nice thing to do. It's supposed to go to Mrs. Henry Baker, but Holmes says, well, this goose is just
in our... Since you found it, yeah, take it home.
It's yours. Have a nice goose dinner.
So 福尔摩斯让看门人门警 Peterson 带这只鹅回家当晚餐来吃。
Mm-hmm. Now remember, Peterson was the doorman. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's what's going to happen next. It says, as Holmes and Watson are talking about the hat, Peterson returns.
Why does he return?、
Mm.
我们先看一下 as 这个连接词啊，它是当点点点的时候。所以当福尔摩斯跟这个 Watson 在讨论这顶帽子的时候， Peterson 竟然跑回来了。Why does he return? He should be having the big dinner now.
That's right. He should be having a nice goose dinner. But there must be something wrong with the goose. Otherwise, he wouldn't come back. Here it says in the article, he, that's Peterson, tells them, I found the blue carbuncle in the goose's throat. Ooh, okay. So we'll find out what a blue carbuncle is in a minute. But first, let's talk about the noun throat. It's spelled T-H-R-O-A-T, throat. Let's find out what it means. All right, we are talking about the noun throat. A person or animal's throat is the passage inside the body that starts at the back of the mouth and travels into the stomach and lungs. Now, when you put food in your mouth, you have to swallow it. The food then travels down through your throat and into your stomach. But when you breathe air, the air goes into your throat and then into your lungs. Then the air comes back out your throat. Now, if something gets stuck in your throat, you could choke. So be careful when you're eating. Chew your food very carefully. Here's an example sentence. Eric cleared his throat before he spoke to the woman. Eric cleared his throat before he spoke to the woman. What we're saying here is that Eric did this.
Throat 这个字呢，指的是你的喉咙。那例句说啊，对那位女士讲话之前呢 ，Eric 先清了清她的喉咙。那另外，我们感冒的时候呢，我们可能会 have a sore throat， 代表就是会喉咙痛。好啦，那现在到底什么是 blue carbuncle？ What is it？
Okay, well, it says here in the article, it's an expensive blue gemstone.
Peterson 说呢，他在鹅的喉咙里面发现一颗 blue carbuncle， 就是蓝色的石榴石。那它是一种很昂贵的蓝色宝石。But why was it in the goose's throat?
Okay, good question, Elsie. We've got this blue gemstone, so like maybe like a sapphire、mm-hmm. or something, and it's in the goose's throat. That's a strange place to find a jewel. Here it says in the article,Someone just stole it from a hotel.
Ooh.
That's not a very good thing to do here. We are saying somebody stole the gemstone. This is the past tense for the word steal. Steal is a verb. It's spelled S-T-E-A-L, steal. Let's find out what it means. All right, we are talking about the verb steal here.When you steal something, you take something that is not yours. This is a very bad thing to do, and you can get in big trouble for doing this, for stealing something. Even if you want to borrow something from a friend, you should always ask first. Here's an example sentence. The poor man stole some food because he was hungry. The poor man stole some food.Because he was hungry.
Steal 这个动词呢是偷窃，那它的三态是不规则变化的哦，所以要特别小心。它是 steal, stole, stolen. 那例句说到啊，这边贫穷的男子因为饥饿而偷了一些食物。那今天文章的最后呢，有人刚从饭店里偷走了这颗石榴石。那到底是谁偷了这颗石榴石呢？ Who stole the gemstone?
Unfortunately, Elsie, I don't have an answer for you today. We are all finished with today's article. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple more things to do. We will find out who stole the gemstone. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but for now, let's go to our magic box, and then we'll return for our review time.
Magic box! 找亮点
大家好，我是 Celine， 今天要跟大家分享实用片语 work out。 为什么很实用呢？因为 work 是个很好的字，它可以当作工作、成功、努力等等的意思。那加了 out 以后，你就会发现它的意思更完整了。例如你要说我希望我的计划能够有好的结果，你就可以说 I hope my plan will work out well。 I hope my plan will work out well。当然呢，我们也可以说什么事情没有发展得很好，也就是说结果不太好的意思，那就可以说 The plan didn't work out。 The plan didn't work out， 这个计划不成功。还有一个 work out 的意思也很常见，就是锻炼运动的意思。例如我每个礼拜有3天会去健身房锻炼身体，那我就可以说 I work out in the gym 3 times a week。I work out in the gym 3 times a week。 最后这个可能要想一下才知道是什么意思，我们来看看例句。 Carson couldn't work out the answer to the math problem。 Carson couldn't work out the answer to the math problem。 大家想出来是什么意思了吗？其实呢，这里的 work out 是想出什么的意思，所以整句话就是说 Carson 想不出这题数学题的答案。那除了计算出答案，也可以解释成思考出一个结果。例如 We need to work out a way to divide our housework。 We need to work out a way to divide our housework， 意思就是说我们需要想出一个方法来分摊家务。那最后考考大家咯， The scientist worked out a way to solve this problem。 这句话里的 work out 又是什么意思呢？
The answer is, the workout is 想出。你答对了吗？Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to review time, everyone. We are going to play a riddle game today. Okay, so.
I love the riddle game.
We have 4-word power words. We have note. Then we have our phrase belong to, throat, and steal.
Okay.
Okay, so I am going to give you a riddle. You will have to tell me which word power word I am, okay? I am a verb.I am not a very nice thing to do. If you do this, you might get in a lot of trouble. What do I do?
做了这个动作会惹麻烦。那这个动作就是 steal. 偷窃的动作 stealing is not good.
No. All right, here is another riddle for you.
Okay.
I am a very important part of your body.You need me to breathe air and eat food. What am I?
You are my throat.
Honey,
show the hollow.
That's right. Okay. I am a verb.
Verb again. Okay.
If you pay for something or you get something as a gift, these things are important to you in some way. What do I do?
These things are important to me because they belong to me.
That's right.
属于我嘛，对不对？ Okay.
Okay. I am something you see on a piece of paper. You need a pen or a pencil to write me. I'm not very long, but I can have some important information in me. What am I?
不长的讯息，但是很重要。所以这讯息就会写在 a note, 便条上面。
That's right. Very good, Elsie. You are very good at riddles. But that is all the time we have for our article today. So we will see you back here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Adventure of the Blue Carbuncle.
A few days after Christmas, Dr. Watson visits his friend, the detective Sherlock Holmes.Holmes is looking at an old hat. A hotel doorman, Peterson, found the hat and a goose on the street. A note comes with the goose. It says, To Mrs. Henry Baker. Holmes works out that the hat belongs to Henry Baker. The goose was a gift for his wife. Holmes lets Peterson take the goose home for dinner. As Holmes and Watson are talking about the hat, Peterson returns. He tells them,
I found the blue carbuncle in the goose's throat.
It's an expensive blue gemstone. Someone just stole it from a hotel.
Note. Note. There's a note from Kim on the table. It says she went shopping. There's a note from Kim on the table. It says she went shopping. Belong to. Belong to. Is this pink t-shirt yours? It doesn't belong to me. Is this pink t-shirt yours? It doesn't belong to me. Throat. Throat. Eric cleared his throat before he spoke to the woman. Eric cleared his throat before he spoke to the woman. Steal. Steal. Steal, stole, stolen. The poor man stole some food because he was hungry. The poor man stole some food because he was hungry.